Tristan Gemmell.
Here at last was a morning that gave them hope. Monday, August the 22nd, Camp 4, 7,950 metres. The gales were gone, the snow had quit. The sky ran blue and cloudless to the black edge of space. For most of July and half of August, the six members of the International 2011 K2 North Pillar Expedition had been shuttling up and down the seldom-attempted North Ridge of the world's second-highest peak. Theirs was the only party on the remote Chinese side of K2, the Karakoram Range giant that rises 8,611 metres on the China-Pakistan border. It took 2 hours and 40 minutes for the Titanic to sink, just long enough for 2,208 tragic epic performances to unfold with the ship's lights blazing. One coward is said to have made for the lifeboats dressed in women's clothing, but most people were honourable, many heroic. The captain stayed at the bridge, the band played on. The Marconi wireless radio operators continued sending their distress signals until the very end. The passengers, for the most part, kept to their Edwardian stations. How they lived their final moments is the stuff of universal interest, a danse macabre that never ends.